Imagine living in a place where your nearest neighbors resided over 1,000 miles away. That's real life for those who live here. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by AgriGold, the corn specialist. AgriGold combines unique genetics and agronomic knowledge to bring customers giant results. The American Countryside returns after this. It is the most isolated inhabited place on Earth, Easter Island, a tiny speck of land 8 miles by 15 miles in the South Pacific. The natives are called Rapa Nui, and they speak Spanish or their native Rapa Nui. Nato has been here for all of his life.
I am the seventh generation in my family on Easter Island. Our family is very involved in the culture. Some of us are fishermen, others are artists, and some are musicians. We love to share the story of our island.
The first outsider to visit was a Dutch explorer whose expedition arrived on Easter Day of 1722, thus the name Easter Island. No one knows how people first made their way here, and for centuries, those who did live here were in complete isolation from the outside world. Nato laughs when speaking of how far removed the rest of the world is.
The isolation is very good. There are not a lot of outside people. Because we are isolated, that gives us strength. It gives us more reason to maintain our culture.
The island was annexed by Chile in 1888. That relationship has had its ups and downs. The reality is, Easter Island must rely on outside sources for its supplies, yet it sometimes seems outsiders take more than they give back.
The island has been exploited by Chile in some cases. The people of the island, the owners of the land, sometimes feel hurt and wish Chile was more open-minded.
If you've heard of Easter Island, it is most likely because of the giant stone heads called Moai. More about the Moai next time as we travel the countryside. And this week brought to you by the giant hybrids from AgriGold. On Easter Island in the South Pacific, I'm Andrew McCray.